Kylan and I are here today. Hello, Kylan.
Hello.
What book are we talking about today?
Athena the Brave by Joanne...
Joan?
Halub.
Halub. Nice job. And is it Athena the Brain or Athena the Brave?
Brain.
Brain. And this is part of what series, Kylan?
The Goddess Girls.
The Goddess Girls. Is this your first Goddess Girl book that you've read?
Yes.
Ooh. Do you hope to read more?
Yes.
Yes. Well, since you read the first one there, Miss Kylan, why don't you tell us a little bit about it? What happens in Athena the Brain?
So Athena, she's living on Earth, and this chariot arrives at her doorstep one day, and she lives with her friends, and she has no idea why there's a chariot, because that's just kind of strange.
Yeah.
And this guy comes out and he gives her a letter, and it's pretty much telling her that she's like a goddess and stuff.
Nice.
And so she like is kind of scared because she doesn't want to leave her friend and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so she goes with him, and she about dies because he's a really bad driver.
Oh, no.
And she gets there, and Zeus is there, mm-hmm. and he's the principal, and he tells her that he is her father.
Oh.
And her mom is a fly because of some weird potion or something.
Okay.
And her mom's super annoying because she just buzzes everywhere. And so she... Her first day of school, these four girls come, mm-hmm. and they all are wearing these lockets that say GG on them.
Okay.
And it stands for Goddess Girls.
Oh, I love it. Okay.
And so she doesn't really want to talk to them, and so she goes to class, and she meets this girl, Mudisa,
mm-hmm.
and she's mean, and she, like, pretty much tears her down and stuff.
Oh, dear.
And so she's, like, a really bad bully.
Uh-huh.
And so she has to deal with her, and then she, like, gets this letter for, like, a science fair or something. It's mm-hmm. hanging up in the cafeteria.
Okay.
And she has this whole pile of ideas she's going to do.
Ooh.
And one of them is, like, some, like, hair potion or something.
Mm-hmm.
And so Mudisa was looking through her pile of stuff, and she found the hair one, and she put it on her head, and her hair turned to snakes.
Mm-hmm.
And so she turned one of the goddess girls to stone, and another goddess girl's dogs to stone.
Oh, dear.
And so then they came up with a plan to trick her.
Ah, gotcha. So it's the rest of the book follows through in this plan of
yes.
trying to trick her. I like it. Why did you choose to read this book?
When we do, like, the things for summer,
mm-hmm.
we get the things that we can get a book from the library or Barnes & Noble.
Yep.
And that was one of them, and so I picked that one.
Perfect. And so you decided you had to read it since you got it for free, right?
Mm-hmm.
You did the work for it. Might as well read it. I love it. Would you give this book a different title, or did you like the title?
I like the title. It could have been, like, something Goddess Girls I like,
mm-hmm.
but never, like, indicates that she's a goddess girl yet.
Oh, gotcha.
And so it's kind of strange that they would call it that.
Okay.
But each of the books is about a different girl, so.
Perfect. About a different goddess.
Yes.
So I see, like, we have Pandora mm-hmm. and Persephone.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, excellent. I love it. Which character would you like to meet in real life?
I'd want to meet Athena and her mom.
Athena and her mom. Why would you want to meet her mom?
Because she's a fly.
So you just want to see what that would be like?
Yeah.
I like it. Why should people read this book?
Because it talks about how you should be brave and how being smart is not a bad thing.
Being smart, it's true. That is very true. That's a great way to end this podcast. Being smart is not a bad thing. Huh. Kylan, nice job. Very nice job. And so we'll close by saying,
happy reading.
Happy reading.